Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Beautification organizations in the area are making a joint effort as seasonal events get underway. Here to share on those activities and new projects is City of Monroe Beautification Director Greg Smith. Greg, good to talk to you.
Good to be here, Bob.
Lots of great things going on. And Greg, just this week, area agencies now operating under a new name, I guess, kind of serves as an umbrella for beautification efforts. Tell us about that.
Right. We have been doing cooperative efforts for the past few years, gradually building up to this. And we decided to just put everything under one umbrella, as you mentioned, and it's called Ouachita Green. That's, of course, a green name signifying the environmental aspect of what we do in trying to keep our environment clean and our community clean. And so we just came up with Ouachita Green, and that's Keep Monroe Beautiful, West Monroe Beautiful, and Ouachita Parish Beautiful.
How does this, or does it change cleanup events? I mean, will there continue to be individual group projects, or is it only multi-agency things that'll take place now? How's that going to work?
Okay, yes, we will continue to have our individual projects, but we will still put those under that umbrella, especially as it relates to advertising and getting the word out. What we're going to do, we have a website. That's the easiest way to get things to people now, and so it's ouachitagreen.org, ouachitagreen.org. You can go there and see if, say, we're having an individual event such as Parish Share that Keep Monroe Beautiful has, right, or Paint the Wall that Keep West Monroe Beautiful has. But people can, of course, whether you live in the parish, West Monroe, or Monroe, you can take part in all of those projects, which is the more volunteers we have, the better off we are. So it's a way to talk about, you know, it's Ouachita Parish as an area, but each one of our individual cities and the parish itself, taking part in that.
One of the things I noticed, it looks like looking to get more community involvement, and I guess community residents shouldn't be surprised if their approach with taking a pledge.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, that's the Leaders Against Litter campaign and the Communities Against Litter. Leaders Against Litter is getting the elected officials and the business people to take part in these, and they're going to take a pledge that we're not going to dirty up our community. We're going to do everything possible to keep it clean. And we're also asking our citizens to do the same thing, come out, be as organizations or whatever else, and sign that pledge. Just show support for keeping the community clean. That aspect, it's not just us looking at, you know, how our area looks, but it's people on the outside. And so and we have beautiful green landscapes and everything, but it doesn't look very good when there's paper or plastic and different things out there people have illegally dumped. So those things we're trying to curtail those activities, make people more aware, and get that done.
You mentioned business and leadership positions. Obviously, there's a lot of partnerships occurring to make this happen with Ouachita Green.
Well, of course, Ouachita Parish Police sure has the Ouachita Beautiful. And then West Monroe, mm-hmm. City of West Monroe there, and City of Monroe. Of course, Richwood and Sterlington fall under Ouachita Parish's umbrella. And so, yes, it's a lot of cooperation. As far as, we could have probably tried to just make one big, beautiful organization, but then you would have to say, well, how much money will this one be responsible for, whatever. So it's worked out good in that we have these three separate organizations that we always get together and meet before we have an event, be it the recycling event, the household hazardous waste event, all of them. We get together and say, okay, how can we do this, and not send out separate messages. We want to have a message of oneness.
Just touched upon it, Greg, the Household Hazardous Waste Day coming up on Saturday.
Okay, that's a great opportunity for people. We've had increased attendance or usage of this event each year on the campus of ULM here, Malone Stadium, from 9 to 1 this Saturday. You'll be able to bring tires, pesticides, paints, old medicines, that type of thing. Also, you can bring electronics, those big TVs that you no longer work and you don't want to find those on the side of the road. Actually, you can bring refrigerators, stoves, the scrap metal, all of those types of things. So if somebody's in the middle of spring cleaning right now, they need to step up their efforts and get all that on the back of a truck and bring it to ULM this weekend.
Yeah, I know it was brought out that as we have people volunteering to host these events and giving of their time to collect these, you know, to be mindful mindful of those operating hours during the event.
Right. We have a lot of people that pull up at, 1:30, 2 o'clock, and that's not, we're starting to break down there. We have people that come in from out of town that's coming to pick up the electronics and also the oils and the different things, and they've actually started processing those. So it's just kind of disruptive for someone to come in at the last minute or at the last hour. We've had people come as late as 3 o'clock, and we're still out there, wanting to dump off things, and it's just not possible. So remember, 9-1.
Other activities going to be taking place. Share what's going on.
We have our Great American Cleanup event coming up soon, and I refer to it as a Great American Cleanup event. It actually should be called Communities Against Cleaning. That's a habit that everyone has. Mm-hmm. The big Saturday cleanup that we have is part of the Great American Cleanup, as is this Household Hazardous Waste Day. The Great American Cleanup period runs from March through May, and it gives everyone time to get all their various events going throughout that time. So we're encouraging people to take part, again, by going to WashitaGreen.org for more information on that. The big community-wide cleanup was coming up. We'll also have Pear Share. And also we'll have, as far as the school systems are concerned, Steve Trash is coming to town. He came last summer, had a pretty good turnout, but we felt that it could be better because, of course, school was out. And so if we have the school systems bring their kids in, then they'll be able to come in. So that's going to be the following week, the 13th and 14th, I believe the dates are. Washtenaw Parish will come one day. City of Monroe school system will come the next. And so he's going to be a rocking eco hero. And so that's going on. And then the Pear Share will be going on that same week. We'll also, later in the year, of course, have our river sweep, our water sweep. Mm-hmm. And so we'll hit the bayou at ULM this year as well. And then we'll also have our tire and electronics recycling day in November. So have a lot of things planned over throughout the year. And then, of course, if people want to organize their own individual cleanups, they can contact anyone of our organizations by going to the WashitaGreen.org site and getting the phone numbers, and we'll get supplies to them.
And just a reminder, the Household Hazardous Waste Day coming up this Saturday from 9 to 1 at ULM's Malone Stadium.
Right.
Greg Smith serves as City of Monroe Beautification Director. Greg, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Bob.